Hallelujah. We are back. Amen. Today I've not come alone. Amen. I'd like to introduce the people that have come with me, and it's such an honor to come with them. Amen. First of all, Pastor Sunday, thank you so much. He's my pastor from Zuzu. Amen. And I love you so much, so thank you. It's okay, you'll see them after the service. Amen. And also with me is my good brother and co-worker in ministry, Shash Kadakar. He's the founder of Ablaze Malawi, so an amazing person. Amen. Been brothers from college, so this is really good. It's deep. Amen. And also the third person is my girlfriend. Amen. Yeah, so hallelujah. So her name is Chimango Kamchuzi, and she's a blessing. Amen. She fell right from heaven. Amen. I was lucky enough to have the revelation to find her. Amen. All right, so these are the people. Thank you so much for honoring me today. And also honor to the leadership of SCOM, Southern Fort, and your whole team. And thank you so much for the opportunity to come to minister to these wonderful people today. I don't take it for granted. Amen. I recognize that I'll be ministering at the same platform with great men of God. It's an honor, of course. Amen. And we believe that God will do something today that you will never forget. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Ghost. Just put your hands in front of you at this moment. And just say, Holy Spirit, do something with me today. Just say it with all your heart. Holy Spirit, do something with me today. Oh, Shakatira Maragadu Santa. Ribu Zintra Galagadu Santi. We give ourselves to you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this moment. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So today I'm ministering on reclaiming your purity. Amen. Are you excited? Reclaiming your purity, yeah? Amen. Just take your notepads because we're going to do some writing. Amen. I'm going to give you some very important things today, and I believe that God will use this for the rest of your lives. Amen. Are you ready? Now I can recognize some familiar faces in this wonderful, amen? Okay, so reclaiming your purity. Hallelujah. So reclaiming your purity. Now, the first thing that I want us to understand tonight today is that purity has to do with integrity in composition. By that I mean, purity has to do with the absence of contamination. Amen. The absence of contamination. That means I make it a point in my life that I'm going to be purely composed of one thing. Are we together? I am pure if my heart is composed of the very things that are considered pure. Are we together? So my movement is limited, amen? That is so important for us to understand today, amen? It's so vital. Purity has to do with consistency in That means I have a responsibility, amen, in making sure that the contents of my heart are consistent with the vision of the person that I want to see out of myself. Are we together? That means I get a picture of what God is trying to do with me. Amen. I have to get a picture of what God considers to be a whole man or a woman. Once I get that, I begin to tailor and customize that which I take in accordance with that. Are we together? You know, if you contain evil in your heart, you'll be purely evil. Amen. That means I have a conscious decision to make. If I don't make it, I'll still be taking in things randomly, and I'll also have a random output in my character. Hallelujah. I have a responsibility. This is why purity becomes so vital to us. Amen? It never just happens. It never just happens. Sizoji wangu duga baswe uindi somo jaja. I'm pure. I'm pure. No, no. Amen. You make a choice. You make a choice. Amen. Oh, by the way, I got born again in Skom. Amen. So 60 years is a very big milestone. Amen. Yes. That was just a side note. Amen. So I'm at home. Okay? I'm at home. This is not strange at all. Amen? Are we together so far? So, purity has to do with consistency in composition. I have to do that. I have to make sure that my life has a consistency to it. I have to make sure of that. Because I'm telling you the truth. Many are the voices we're hearing in this world. Many are the things that bombard us every day. You know, you switch on TV wanting to be entertained by an action movie. You know, sometimes as a believer, you just want to kick in the air as the movie is being. You understand what I mean? But you just watch it 2 minutes and the things that come up there, you're like, God, what's going on in the world? Purity is becoming scarce because everywhere, people are depositing things because they understand if they can deposit something in your life, they will influence your whole behavior. Are we together? They can plant seeds in you that will manifest sometimes 20 years from today. Yeah. I want you to understand there are some of you that are making choices and you're not paying for it now. One day you will pay. Nobody commits sin and escapes with it. Nobody. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Are we together? Yeah. There are wages to sin. Are you hearing me? That means you pay. Amen. Yeah. You know, sometimes the length of that cost of sin tends to give us complacency. I can't feel it now. Amen. Nah, did I go to hell? No. Did I wake up healthy? Yes. You know. Then you're like, so what's the issue? Amen. But the time comes when your choices begin to reveal fruits. Amen. But the time also comes when your choices in doing right also begin to reveal fruit. Are we together? There are times when your children will begin to see the fruit of what you planted. Yeah? A time is coming. Can you tell your neighbor, a time is coming? We have to be very conscious of this. We have to be very conscious. Hallelujah. Are we together so far? Tell your neighbor, it's just laying the foundation. Amen? Yeah. Now, amen. So, hallelujah. I want you to be sensitive today. Amen. I don't know why I'm too sensitive today. And I want you will be very sensitive as well. Purity. So, we have a responsibility in our generation. My prayer today is that I can awaken a cry in your heart. Not just for the present, but also for the future. Amen. So that whatever we talk about today would plant seeds in your lives. And you would go out and use them. Amen. That's my prayer. Okay. Alright, so can we proceed? Okay. Can we open the Bible, please? Now, I'll take a slightly different route for a specific reason. Amen? Let's go to James chapter 1, verse 21. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Okay. So, now, I want to stand that the target of the enemy in our time is our minds. Amen. If we do not understand that, then we'll lose a battle that we're supposed to win. Or maybe that we have already won. Amen. I want you to understand that it's targeting our ways of thinking. If you can change the way you think, you influence your life. This is why in our time, the problems that are arising are mental issues. Amen. Everything is targeting how you think. People are losing control of their minds in our day and age. Amen. People are exposing themselves to ideologies that are not consistent with God in our day and age. And it's happening. And people are considering things that are outlandish and outrageous as if they are normal. Are you hearing me? It's happening in our time. The strangeness of homosexuality nowadays is no longer there. We see it in movies, and a believer, it never grieves you at all. Not in a movie there. In your heart, just saying, this movie was good. You saw sin being portrayed as right, and it never drove you to intercession. What is happening to your heart? What is happening to your mind? You are taking things, ideologies, slowly accepting them as normal. What happened to the Word of God in your life? There is a throne the Word of God is supposed to occupy. Are you hearing me? It's supposed to dwell richly in you and begin to affect everything about you. Are you hearing me? The Word of God is supposed to saturate you to the point where it affects the texture of fibers in your being. Are you hearing me? It has to penetrate your whole being. But now it also has to define your values. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you, if we do not allow ourselves to be aligned with the truth of God, lies will become the order of the day. Yeah. You'll find we're creating societies that are built on lies, that have become truths in courts. Are you hearing me? Yeah. You know, if the real version is not available, people will stick with perversion. Are you hearing me? I want you to understand we have a role to play. It begins with a personal decision as a person. You say, Naineo, purity is my choice. I will not compromise on the Word of God. I will make sure that my composition in my heart is consistent with what God says. Once you make that decision, people begin to see a glory on your life that they can't see anywhere else. And they say, my goodness, I never saw Jesus, but I saw you. Are you hearing me? And because they saw you, they saw the character of God revealed in a man. Jesus. And because of that, people have changed because they saw a person being consistent with the Word of God. People have given their lives to Jesus because you lived well for Jesus. What are you doing with the words? Your values have to be consistent with Scripture. You have a call on your life. Purity is not a joke. It's not a joke. The Bible Bible says, without holiness, no man will see God. That's not a joke. Blessed are the pure in heart. For they shall... How many times do you want him to say it? How many times before you understand that if I'm going to have intimacy with God, my heart has to be right with him? If I am to draw near to the Holy Ghost, something has to happen to my heart. Something has to happen to my mind. It says those who are carnally minded, they are carnal. Those who are spiritually minded, they are spiritual. Are you hearing me? Romans 8. Hallelujah. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, yeah. You have a call on your life. And it's not a simple call, because our families are depending on it. And some of you, your siblings are just one step away from seeing Jesus in you. Come on, be consistent. Do not just accept the movies they're suggesting to you. Tell them, I'm different. I have a composition to maintain. Are you hearing me? You tell them that they'll be saying, ah, no, we need not study that. But after a few moments, they'll be like, come on, this guy is serious with God. Are you hearing me? Because you have a role to play. A beacon. It says you are a light of this world. A city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's saying that you cannot take a light and put it under a bowl. No, you let it light up the room. Are you hearing me? People need your lights. And you have to make a conscious choice that it's okay to be different. You know, without being different, you'll never make a difference. Yeah. People have seen everything there is, but they've never seen you coming out in your full self. And they need to see you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Are we together so far? I've made you open James 1 verse 21. Eh? Just hold it. Just hold it for a moment. Amen. I want you to outline a few things first. Hallelujah. So now, in the Bible, when you read it, okay? When you read the Bible, you actually notice a few things. Number one, that salvation is referred to in different ways. Amen. The first type of salvation that the Bible talks about is a salvation where you move from being an unbeliever to a believer. Amen. So it mentions that as being born again. That means you have been rescued from the power of sin. That means you experience the fruit of the cross and resurrection. Are we together? That happens when you confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. You have been what? Saved. Come on, say it with me. You have been what?
Saved.
Okay, that's the first thing. Number two, it talks about the completeness of salvation, meaning the time when Jesus comes and then we're taken up, we're caught up with him. It says now the fullness of salvation will come. Are we together? Now we'll be saved. We'll turn mortality into immortality. Are we together? We'll be with him in a place where there is no tears. There's always rejoicing. Amen. No poverty. How many are happy? Amen. I understand. Okay. Of course, no marriage. Hallelujah. Amen. I know we can sit there and talk about it, but it's okay. Amen. No marriage. Eh? But it's a good thing because we'll be worshiping God forever. Amen. When Jesus comes for the second time, that time we'll be saved from this life. Are we together? The Bible sometimes refers to that as salvation. That will be the culmination of all things. The completion. Are we together? Now, salvation has reached its what? Fullness. Amen. Now, in James chapter 1 verse 21, it talks about, say, get rid of the filth and the moral inadequacies. Okay? And then accept the word of truth, which is able to save your souls. Now, the spirit salvation is the salvation of the soul. The Bible refers to this sometimes as a renewal of the mind. Are we together? Something has to happen with your will, your emotions, and your mind. Okay? Now, I want you to understand this. To say, when you get born again, okay, something happens to your spirit. But it doesn't mean the same level of change has taken place here. in your mind. Is that okay? Okay. So that means I have a role and a responsibility to renew my mind so that the thing that happened in my spirit can also happen in me, in my mind. But now, the difference with this type of salvation is that it's your responsibility. The other ones, it's by grace through faith. The other one is Jesus coming back. You are not in control of that. But this one is your responsibility. You have the responsibility of accepting the word of God, which is able to what? Save your soul. Is that clear enough?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So today we're talking about reclaiming your purity. Amen? Yeah. Can we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6? I want to show you something that is very important. I ask your neighbor, are you here? Chamber, that's 12, eh? Are you guys okay?
Yes.
You're doing well, huh? At the back, can I hear you? All right, that's very good. Amen. Okay, I want you to understand we're going somewhere today. Amen. We'll get there. Just stay with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 12. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Amen. I want to draw on that. Amen. Do you understand that literally as a person, no one can stop you from doing anything? If you know it, if you decided to just go out and just sit on the sand there, you would sit with 100% ability. Huh? Sitting, huh? Just sitting there. People wondering, what are you doing? I'm sitting and you can't stop me. Huh? Yeah. You are literally allowed to do anything. And for instance as well, you can actually agree with your girlfriend today. What do you mean by now? Ah, yes, John. Yeah, I love you so much, amen. And then he's like, okay, prove your love to me. You know, you can literally choose to prove your love to each other in courts, amen. Yeah, you can prove it. At the same time, you can also choose to cheat on exams. Yeah. Engineering or anything of that sort. Amen. You have good engineering and then you find we now got in gas or you got toilet for everyone to access. Amen. There you were, you're like, sir, invigilator, sir. I need to go out a bit and to the bathrooms. Amen. You know what you're doing. Amen. You look at the recast and then it's contrary. Amen. You are so disappointed. Amen. And the devil is laughing at you. You thought you were clever. You know? So the thing is, it happens that you are allowed to do anything. No one can stop you. You're literally allowed. You can actually decide to go to parties all you want. That social weekend, you go there and be part of it. It's your choice. Nobody will sit there or a chair can't even come to you and tell you, now I stop you in the name of my chair. It will not happen. If you decide it, you do it. Everything is permissible to me. But not everything is beneficial. And then he goes on to say a powerful statement. He said, I will not be mastered by anything. Meaning, there are certain things that have the potential to master you if you're not careful. He says, Paul understood in his wisdom, say, I need to stay away from things that have the potential to enslave me. Because God never created a man to become a slave of his emotions, of his desires. No. a slave of his mind. No. God created you to be a master of all things and only to be mastered by him. Amen. That's the call we have on our lives. He says, everything is permissible to me. But I'll not be mastered by what? Yeah. Are we here?
Yes.
Okay. So let's continue from there. It says, food for the stomach and the stomach for food. But God will destroy them both. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. By this power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Verse 15. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Free from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Now, I want to give you a few thoughts and then we'll go to the final part of the message. Amen. Now, I want you to understand this. First of all, Paul talks about how he will not be mastered by anything. Amen. He talks about how we are allowed to do what? Anything. Okay? Everything is permissible to me. But I will not be mastered by anything. And then he goes on to say that, don't you know that your bodies are parts of Christ's body? Yes. And then he mentions something else, say, don't you know that if you join yourself with a prostitute, you become one flesh with that person? Yes. He goes on to say, don't you know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit? And then he says, you were bought at a price. Amen. That's in summary what he's talking about. Now, I want you to understand this. When it comes to immorality and things of purity, Paul draws our attention to a few things. Number one, he wants us to understand that we are not a one-man show. We are part of the body. This is why it matters what you do, how it affects your fellow believer. This is what the church at Corinth was being told to say, be aware that you are not yourself. You are connected to people. That means if I'm taking care of my own conscience, I have to be also taking care of my brothers and sisters' conscience. I have that role. It's not only for leaders who are on the pedestal. Everybody can see them. No, even you, as a believer, you have a responsibility to the body. Paul is saying you are not alone. You are connected. When you have that awareness, you not just do things. Are we together? You not just do things. Because I'm telling you, if someone falls because of you, heaven notices. By the way, your conscience is clear. But from that person, it has affected their eternal destiny because of what you're doing. Amen. Are we together? This is why we can be at college, eh? You know college? That place where we have freedom. And take our partners to our rooms. And they sleep there. Huh? Hey, well, there's nothing wrong. There's a believer who has just gotten born again. And they're seeing him. They're like, is God real? Because of what you do. And to you, it's okay because your conscience is clear. But your brother is not okay. Because they are injured. What? Their conscience. So that's the first thought he's bringing to them. Be aware that you're part of the body. Say it with me. Part of the body. Say it again. Part of the
body.
Not just anyone's body, but Christ's body. You're connected to Christ, huh? Now, the second thing that he brings to them. Are we together, woman? You are following me?
Yes,
I don't want you to lose our verse. Because if you lose me here, it will not make much sense to you. Amen? Stay with me. The second thought he brings to them, okay, is the awareness that anyone who joins himself to the prostitute becomes one flesh with that person. Okay? Another version uses the word, the word weld. In other words, you are welded to them. Do you know how to weld? Huh? It means when you weld something together, two metals, if you try to break them apart, there's always injury. They are no longer the same. Are we together? When you lie with someone, you sleep with somebody, you become one flesh. And the Bible says, the people that God has joined together, He knows that injury always happens. They are never the same. Their souls are never the same. You have this understanding that we are welded together as we're doing this. I am one flesh with you. You know, some of you actually wonder why. Let me not say it like that. Amen. Are you sure? Eh? You like Sabor? Eh? Okay, let's do that. All right. So, hallelujah. So you need to understand that you become one flesh. That means you become totally joined. And this joining is not flesh only. It's also so deep. Okay. You become solidly tight. That means some of you actually wonder why you didn't have mood swings before. But after that, you adopt the characters of that person. You're like, how? Your souls are knit together. You see tendencies in your life that were never there. All of a sudden, you can do certain things. You're like, I'm enjoying it. Who am I? Amen. It's happening because it's so tight. And the sad thing is, you never did anything about it. You just brushed it off. It happened, Basi. The chair doesn't know. No one knows, so it's okay. No, it's not. You are not okay. And that is not okay. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You know, some of these things we do in our schools, eh? We never know how much you're losing because of the choices you're making. You never know. Some of you are supposed to wait before you get into relationships. Come on, yeah, that you go to college. I need to be in a relationship. Now you're doing sin. Like if you had only waited, you could have been better matured. You could have handled pressure better. Some of you are flunking in school because you're in relationships. What are you doing? Relationships are not a badge of honor. No. You have not achieved anything. I know I got into a relationship. Did you? As if Kuli says something, an achievement. It's part of life. Deal with it. Okay? Are you hearing me? I want you to understand that some of these things can wait. They can wait. And get your priorities straight. Then begin to do them at the right time. Everything is beautiful in its right time. Yeah. You know, in my book I mentioned this thing to say, good, you know, fire can be enjoyed in a chimney. But once you leave it in a forest, it will burn the whole thing down. Once you light up sexual fires outside of marriage without any boundaries, it will burn you down. But when you put it in the confines of marriage, people will tell you that they enjoy it. Amen. Yeah. There's a context for everything. And you have time to do things the right time. And what did you do on your wedding day? He says you may now kiss the bride. Not you can do it as you always do. No, you may now do it. Meaning, all this time he did not have permission. Now before her parents, before his parents, before God, you can now do it.
Yes.
And people will be celebrating with
with you. You're doing the right thing. Do it again. We love it. Let's do it. It's happening because it's in the right context. And you have to understand, if you have no liberty to do what you're doing in the presence of accountability, what you're doing is wrong. And your conscience can testify. If you have to go to a dark corner to do it, my goodness, something is wrong with you. Check yourself. Purity is not a call for the now only. It's for the future. The media is changing and shaping culture, guys. Are you hearing me? If we're not careful, the movies that we'll be watching on TV will be straight away pornography. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
A time is coming when you actually say, we're not buying TV in this house because it's unbearable. You did nothing about it. And when the time things were changing, you were actually promoting the things. Buying the same movies, downloading the same series.
Amen.
When they're the same, changing and shifting culture.
Amen.
What are you doing? This gospel has to shape us. Are you hearing me?
Yes, ma'am.
It has to shape us. Amen.
Amen.
We have a role to play. I just want to ignite this fire in you to say, you can do something now. These simple choices you can make, they can make a difference. If you make a choice, I make a choice, we make a choice together, I'm telling you, Malawi will not be the same. Estimating yourself,
you can make a difference in this world, and it starts with the conscious choices you're making every day. So he says, when you become one with a prostitute, you become one flesh with that person. He said, can you take the body of Christ and join it to a heart? The problem is, we don't have the consciousness of the body when we do these things. We don't.
Some of you were on fire before you got into relationships. I'm telling you, if a relationship will cause you to lose fire, you're in the wrong one. There are certain things that are not worth losing because the generation we're in, it needs fire. It needs people who can burn for Jesus. It doesn't need lukewarm believers who can sit in pews and be okay saying a hallelujah. No, we need to be a people who can rise up and say, God, I'm going to be up here in your presence to get something. Once I get it, I'm going to run with it. Are you hearing me? Once you speak to me to do something, to start up something, I'll start it. Because this generation needs as many dreamers as it can have. It needs as many radical people as it can have. The land is too big. We don't have time to be complacent.
Amen.
If you have a book, write it.
Amen.
Even if it changes one person. It does not matter. It's not about numbers. It's about making impacts.
Yes.
What? Are you serious? It's about making a difference. If you make that difference, I'm telling you, someone will testify in heaven because of you. Are you hearing me? Yeah? So, be conscious. Can you join the body of the heart, the body of Christ, to the body of the heart? That's the second thing, is bringing to the awareness. Amen. The third thing is that, don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Amen. So he wants you to be conscious that you are the body of Christ. Number two, he wants you to be aware that the joining of the two is not a simple issue. Okay. Number three, he wants you to be aware that you have the Holy Spirit living inside you. In other words, your body is not just a body, it's a sanctuary where God dwells. Amen. Everything is permissible to you. You can do at night whatever you want to do. Nobody will stop you. But once you begin to defile the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit has a tendency of drifting away from people who do not respect His temple. Are you hearing me? There are times some of you could see visions and dreams, but once you got involved in purity, even in the simplest form, you stopped seeing them. You stopped.
It's just thought. Like a tap, I said. Why? The Holy Spirit. Your heart can no longer access. Are we together? Some of you will sit in church and tears will come out when you're hearing the message. But nowadays, they don't. And you're okay with it. Are you serious? People who grow in Christ become more sensitive to the Holy Ghost. You don't lose your tenderness as you grow. It grows as well. And I'm telling you the truth. The things that we sacrifice on the bed of impurity, some of us will know that they are actually world-changing things that we're sacrificing. Certain things that we sacrifice on the bed of impurity will never recover. If we were to recover them, it will take years. Are you hearing me? I was telling someone, do you know how hard it is to renew the mind? Do you know? Do you know how hard it is to forget what you were watching that was impure in the past? Do you know how hard it is? Do you know how hard it is for you to actually reach a point where thinking about God? Do you know how hard that is? And some of you are sacrificing that. You don't know how hard it is to build a wall back when you tear it down. Some of you are destroying your own boundaries as if it's a simple issue. But it's harder to reinstate a boundary than to break it. Amen.
Amen.
Are you here? I'm taking a look at time. Okay, so I have a few minutes left. Amen.
Amen.
Are you enjoying?
Yes.
You're here.
Yes.
Am I helping someone in this prayer?
Yes.
Okay. Good to hear. I have to be in line here. Amen. So now,
the last thing that he wants us to be aware of now, okay, is that you were bought at a price. In other words, you are what? Valuable. Okay. So he wants you to be aware of your value in Christ. He wants you to know that God loves you. Okay?
That God values you so much.
The payment for your redemption was his son. Amen. And everything we deserved fell on him so that we could be free. Amen. So that we could have the opportunity to know him. And he says that you are valuable. Don't you know that you're valuable? So carry yourself with that consciousness. I have value in me. Yeah? That means you don't sell yourself cheap. If they don't have Jesus, they shouldn't be with you. You are valuable. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
That means there are certain places you can't go. You're valuable. Amen. There are certain treatments you can't allow. Do you know that what you tolerate you can't change? Yeah. You actually come to a place where you're like someone, you know how. Okay, ladies, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Okay. It will be a good conversation, eh? Hallelujah. So,
you guys have the opportunity to actually have so many candidates at once. Eh? And then you are analyzing every candidate. Amen. You have that privilege. But my guy on the is so young, I say.
He's pacing up and down. He's not giving me a response. He didn't see Adrian. When in his heart, he's like, please answer. Amen. And is this thing where you have
the privilege? Amen. But some of you have this privilege that is distorted, where you only have an unbeliever's candidate. You are a believer, but only non-believers are coming to you.
Yes, sir.
And for you, it's normal.
Normal.
Yeah.
Not normal. What you tolerate will never change. Some of you, my believers, I'm not going to put my jokes in my believers, my jokes in my kids, disrespecting you. But they're like, you know, Jim. Have self-respect to the point where you don't tolerate certain things. Amen. There's a boundary for people that they can't cross. You tell a person to say, no, don't talk to me like that. In a very gentle way. No, don't talk to me like that. Ah, but I don't go chase. And I'm like, it's okay, come on. Please don't do that. Amen. Never forget. Okay, I'm just telling you that you have to be aware of your value in Christ. Amen. Now, salvation of the soul. We have a responsibility of renewing the mind. Now, the renewal of the mind. In John 17, verse 17, it says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is what? Truth. Okay. What is truth? Truth is reality.
As God sees it. Are we together?
So truth is what God calls real. Amen. That means if I have to find truth in the scriptures, it means what the scripture says has become real to me.
Are we together?
Some of you feel like you don't hear God when you read the Bible because the Bible never becomes truth to you. That means it never affects how you see life. It never changes how you think. It's not just about memorizing scripture. It's about allowing scripture to redefine what reality is to you. That means if cancer was normal, once you read scripture, you begin to see life and say, no, cancer is not normal. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
This is why if kissing was okay, sometimes when you read the scripture, you'll be like, oh, this is not okay. Now you're starting to see things from God's lenses, okay? You begin to see them from how he sees them. This is why when Jesus could see that woman caught in adultery, he responded differently from the Pharisees. He saw things differently. Some of you, when that woman, if she was naked, of course, she was brought to Jesus. She was caught in the act. Are you hearing me? She didn't have time to put on clothes. Hello? When she was brought to Jesus, she didn't have clothes on. That's my belief and conviction. Are you hearing me? When people are about to stone you, they don't give you time to dress up.
You would see a woman,
some of you would have seen that, like, yeah, good man. You're making a scene. Ah, the way she's coming here, how can we endure as brothers? But Jesus looked at her and he had compassion on her. Even the thought of sex never approached his mind. Because his mind was renewed. He loved people and valued them. Also, very possible as objectifying people. When we come, say this, I come now. I convene a jamina valida. I think you always a chair. I could have very. You know, care passes. I could have passed dress very well. No, it's not supposed to happen like that. Okay, you have to make sure that your inner world is taken care of. Whatever everybody does, that's their business. Yes, we preach truth. Yes, we help them. But as they are in the process of being helped. Is doing does not affect me because my inner world has been taken care of. I think like God in my inner self. His thoughts have become my thoughts. His perceptions are my perceptions. The boundaries of my mind have been defined by the word of God. Once you reach that place, God says your mind is being renewed. The salvation of the soul is happening. Are you hearing me? It's the process that is happening. Happen in your spirit begins to manifest through your life. Because you understand, some people, the enemy of the flow of the Holy Spirit in their life is their minds. They have a river that is waiting to manifest in their spirits. They can speak in other tongues, but nothing happens. The reason is their mind is not agreeing with their spirits.
But once you begin to align your thoughts with His, there's a flow that begins to happen. The Bible says, out of their bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. Are you hearing me?
Something happens, the channel is no longer blocked. You can move through it.
I want you to see, you think in line with God. Okay. That means it begins to redefine what impossible is. Once you have a dream, you don't believe it's impossible. You go for it. Because you can see things from the impossibility mindset of God.
Are we together? Yeah. This is where now the mind of Christ is activated in you. Are we together?
Yes.
Some of you ask yourself, if I have the mind of Christ, then why do I think wrong? No, it has to be activated by the word of God. Are you hearing me? You begin to activate it, it begins to be built and reaffirmed in you. As it's doing that, the next thing you know is your mind is literally having access to the thoughts of God on a 24/7 basis. You dream you're having encounters. Are you hearing me? You wake up, you can stop speaking in other tongues. Some of you, it's not weird like that. That's strange, that's spiritual. But you wake up and ideas are popping about businesses, about whatever you want to do, because the Spirit of God is active in your life and your mind is aligned with Him. You dream and you can actually see the destinies of your children as you, because now you are having access to the heart of God.
There is a place you need when your mind is renewed. He says, when your mind is renewed, the impossible becomes logical. Amen.
Yeah.
So, the topic today is reclaiming your purity. Now, I want to help some people today, okay? How do you reclaim your purity? Now, I'm going to end because my time is almost over. Now, we have to understand that there are moments when you do things. You make mistakes in life, amen? You started well, you thought the guy was a good person, but at some point he was pushing you to do things. Yes, you have decided otherwise, you can't resist him. Because of the certain inclination to please him or anything like that, or maybe you wanted it as well, you ended up doing things in that relationship. But now you regret what you did. Then God says, you can reclaim that purity. But how do you do it? That's what I want to do now, okay? I want to show you two things. Okay, number one, how do you reclaim your purity? Hello?
Are you together?
Yes.
Hey, my time is already up. Okay, let me just give you the points quickly, okay? My apologies. Number one, you have to choose purity, okay? That's number one. After you've messed up your purity, choose purity. Okay? Now you have to make a conscious choice. It cannot be left to say, okay, I think what if my partner has chosen it, then we'll be okay. No. In your relationship, both of you have to make a personal decision and commitment. To say, if we're going to be what? Are we together? Choose it to say, God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give myself to purity. Amen. Number two, repentance. Amen. You know, one of the problems that people most do is you find that they have done something wrong and they did not repent. You know what I mean? You do something wrong, you feel guilty about it, you're like, that's it. Amen. You know what happens to your heart when you do that? It becomes hardened. Repentance restores your tenderness to the Holy Spirit. Repentance is not a negative word. It's a changing of the mind. Are we together? That means there has to be a deep regret in your heart to say, Father, I did something that offended your heart. Forgive me. It has to be sincere. Are you hearing me? Once you do that, the tenderness is maintained. You don't lose it. You receive the forgiveness of God. Okay? Number three, give yourself to the Word. Alright, this is what I was talking about, renewing the mind. Give yourself to the Word.
As you're giving yourself to the Word, God begins to renew you. He begins to renew you and restore you. Okay? Your heart becomes recalibrated with what God says. Are you hearing me? In Proverbs 4, verse 23, I believe, it says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it come the issues of life. So once you begin to store the word of God in your heart, it begins to affect everything about you. Are you hearing me?
Number four, begin to deal directly with the issues. If you have gotten involved sexually with someone, deal with the sotai. Don't go around the bush. No. No. Start to deal with the issues. To say, God, what caused me to succumb to it? Go to the roots and deal with it. Ask help from people. Say, I want you to stand with me. I don't feel the same after this. Then they'll stand with you until you are back to your feet. Are you hearing me? Yeah. That's how you reclaim it. I could have gone in details, but my time is up, okay? Now, may we rise on our feet, please. I want us to understand that purity is a conscious choice you make. Conscious choice you make. You know how the issues of pornography and masturbation and all these things, they are rising a lot in our time, amen? Don't uphold a habit that is enslaving you, slowly but surely. I want you to understand that there are certain things that are easy to go into, but they are very hard to get out of. And people, don't awaken love before it's what? Time. Sexual desire, you can't tame it. Once it's awakened, tell your neighbor, neighbor. Once it's awakened, never. Me. Okay? It's like a chicken with the head of a lion. Hey, you can't tame it. Are you hearing me? I want you to understand, some of you have left things to run out of control. And God wants to restore your innocence today. Some of you need to get out of relationships that you are in. Some of you are like, no, I'm about to test my relationship. No. I want you to understand, your future depends on it. No relationship that you are involved in, every relationship you're involved in changes you. And you want to be in the right one, so you are changed in the right direction. Are you hearing me? And after 1 year of being in a relationship with a certain person, totally different, and they are regretting because of the person you have become. What happened to you? I found a person. Amen. God wants to help you to reclaim your purity. Some of you were prayer warriors until you are in a relationship. God wants to restore the fire. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Some of you, the devil had no access to your lives until you found someone whom the devil used as a channel to get to you. You don't understand the value of being two on fire believers dating. You don't understand. Christian relationships are not boring. It's just you, a carnal. That's why you want carnal things. And Christian relationships are boring. What do you want? Let's not talk about the Bible all the time. It's boring. I'm like, the word of God being boring to you as a believer. Are you serious? Get your mind right and begin to desire things that God desires. Are you hearing me? God wants to restore you today. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands to heaven. Oh, Shekatalabado Shimbra. Holy Spirit, we love you. Father, we're here today. Our cry is simple, God. I want you to begin to restore someone's purity in this place. Holy Ghost, we pray. Your presence, oh God, sweep this room. Now, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, begin to move in this place. In the name of Jesus. Regezo prakatalababa dosike. If you're in this place and you feel like God was speaking to you today, I want you to make your way to the front. Rise right now. Rise right now. There is no time to waste. Rise right now. Some of you will never get the chance. Some of you, this is your last chance before some people find out what you're doing. I want you to come to the front now. Rush. There is no time to waste in this place. There's no time to waste in this place.
I'm telling you, some of you will be found out if you're not careful. At once he was many over. If you don't get things right today. Everybody else begin to pray. Begin to pray. Oh, brothers, say it. Oh, Holy Spirit, your children are having their hearts wide open, O God. Begin to minister to them now.